let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dedora from Page Publishing author Sean Kennedy is a gripping and potent fantasy introducing Leon Ravenheart, the scion of an ancient and powerful vampire dynasty who is possessed of extraordinary power thus far concealed for his protection. His fundamental compassion for humanity puts him at odds with those on both sides of the immortal battlefield. Can he find a path to triumph over the forces seeking the destruction of all that is good in the world? Well, you'll find out as you read Dedora. Sean Kennedy is from Grass Valley, California, a writer of 15 years, started out with music, slowly evolved into books, a student of a private martial arts school. Writing is very therapeutic for him, and he writes to hopefully give some joy to others and share fun adventures and escapes from everyday life. And he's done that in his book, Dedora. Sean Kennedy is our guest on This Week in America. Sean, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And providing a nice escape from everyday life. The problem is it's so compelling. You read it, you don't want to put it down, so you keep reading and reading. It's like, this is such a great story. Let's talk about your background, and then we'll get into Dedora, the book, by the way, available Amazon, wherever books are sold. I mentioned the music and then turning to writing, which you've done now for a number of years. Why did you become a writer? Why has this been a really productive outlet for you?
Well, as it was mentioned, it started off as music. And like, I had a good friend of mine. We started, and it just, I've done normal songs. I never thought about, you know, doing anything with it. It was just fun. I was young. It was something I did. It was an escape for me. And when I started to explore more into the music and the way of the lyrics, it just, I couldn't get my stories out and my opinion to the music. So it just slowly moved on to actual writing little short stories and tidbits here and there that actually just grew there and there. And it became more fun to just immerse yourself into something bigger, different.
Yes.
Not the everyday.
What inspires you to write? What are the types of ideas? I mentioned the background for Dedora, but what inspires you to write? What are the stories that really interest you? You feel like I need to go out and flesh that out a little bit more.
You know, a lot of that, it comes from the people that I have around me. I met a lot of great writers over the years, and just seeing different looks and different creations, like again, touching back to, you know, being able to submerge yourself into something different from, you know, the everyday.
Yes.
And then when I started to share some of the smaller little stories that I did with some good friends, it felt so cool to me. Like, it felt great that I actually brought joy to somebody, and like, they're like, oh, I gotta know more, you know, what's gonna happen next. And it just, every time I feel like the accomplishment that I've made someone happy, or just like get brought them some sort of happiness, just, it just fuels the fire that needs to continue, you know, be able to create something that just never ends.
It's interesting you mentioned support team, those people around you. Sometimes we think of writers as sort of isolated. You're sort of in an isolation chamber. You're there by yourself, and you're working and producing the art, the book that you're writing. How important is it to have, and I'll call it a support team, of people around you supporting you, feedback, encouragement? It sounds like that is important in your writing style.
It very much is. Like, I have like a phenomenal support team of, you know, family and friends. Like, and you know, it's like, you know, my father, he always told me for years, you know, you should publish this, you know, why haven't you done anything with this? And I just did it for fun mostly. And then as I kind of got braver, I guess you can say, and I met like my sensei and a few other amazing people throughout the job I do now. They encouraged me so much that I have a skill that I should, you know, grow upon. And so their output and their feedback and their joy for it, it it really helps keep me motivated to keep going.
I read reviews for Daedora, and by the way, if you're Googling that, that's Daedora. The author is Sean Kennedy, Sean, S-H-A-W-N. Link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, a book available at Amazon, the usual places. You mentioned people read the book, really enjoy this, and one of the first things they say to you is, are there going to be more? And I will ask you, are there going to be more? You really have captured the attention of people with your writing style, the fantasy world that you've created. Are you going to be doing more along these lines?
As far as this title goes, I am working on a potential second for this title. Nothing is set in stone for that, because I want to make sure I do it right and make it going. I have started several other projects that some are already finished and waiting. Like the one that I'm working on now actually touches more base with like the private martial arts school that is mentioned earlier. Is more of in ancient Japan and samurai and the ninja. So there are going to be a lot more books coming that aren't just about Daedora, but other new creative material.
I love it. Sounds like you've got so many ideas that you're working on. The next stage of that is sort of like the book signings and going out and meeting the public. Have you done anything like that or planning on anything like that?
I am definitely planning on doing some book signings as soon as things start opening up. I was set to do a couple before the lockdown here in California. Unfortunately, things got canceled, but there are definitely going to be some book signings in the future and plans to, go out and be a part of, the community that enjoys the book. Like, I don't want them to feel like I'm just going to hermit away from them. Like, I want to, thank them for their support for that.
And feedback, it sounds like, as well. It sounds like you've really enjoyed that feedback that you get from your readers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It keeps me going. It's like the support team I have, like my father, the good friend of mine, Brandon, and like Joel, a bunch of others. Too many to list, but they all know who they are. But it's the feedback from others outside. I always said if my book made one person happy that isn't in my little circle, the book is a great success, and it's already done that with several people. So to me, it's the book's already done what it's supposed to do.
And the book, Daedora, if you're Googling that again, by Sean Kennedy, you'll find it at Amazon, the usual places. Books now are no longer just books. We're into the audiobooks as well, and, the e-books and everything. Are you thinking about an audiobook? Is that something that's a possibility?
The audiobook I just got approved for, so that will be starting here real soon to get that on the audiobook format for everyone. My hope is for it to be accessible to all people that enjoy, in every format that they enjoy. And that's what I'm in hopes to accomplish.
It's always interesting to find out the process of writing for you. Let's talk about that in terms of where you like to do your writing. Some people have like the writing room. Other people carry their laptop around, and if they're in Starbucks and an idea comes to them, they're going to write there as well. Is there a particular place that you feel creative that you do your best writing?
I tend to like to be in the more natural side of things. Like, I'll take a notepad and pen, and I'll go to like a river or to a creek or out somewhere in like a forestry trail, somewhere away from all sorts of different distractions, and just write down my ideas and then slowly branch out. And then occasionally I'll come here to my office and I'll sit and I'll write out on those ideas. Mostly I enjoy more of a nature side, just where I feel most creative.
I always wonder, when it comes time when you feel you need to write, is that a smooth transition, or is there a preparation period you have to go through to sort of block out everyday life and get into this world that you've created? Is there any preparation mindset to get into before you write?
Usually I just like to clear my thoughts from from everything. Again, touching bases with going to somewhere in a natural standpoint is if I try to just forget about the everyday because I'm trying to immerse myself into a different place, somewhere that's not here. And when I find my most go-to way of doing that is through meditation and sometimes through katas of my martial art I go through. And usually that's how I prepare myself to get it to that point. Somehow just melt away from the world and get ready to create something.
That's interesting. So that discipline for martial arts, you really can apply to writing, can't you?
Through the discipline of my martial arts, you can apply it to the everyday.
Yes.
You can apply it through talking. You can apply it through, you know, just about anything. And writing is definitely one of them. It gives, in my opinion, it gives you a more understanding, a deeper understanding and an appreciation to the different fine arts of the world that we have to offer.
The other side of that is once you begin writing, I've often thought, how do you stop at the end of the day when you know it's the end of the line? Is it difficult to just shut it off and go back and do real life things? I would think it would be difficult sometimes when you got the characters and they're on the precipice of great danger and it's like, it's 11 o'clock, I got to go to bed now. How difficult is it to shut it off?
It can be pretty difficult at times because I always find something to where you just like, oh, well, I could do this
or I could
do that. And it just, it's one of those things there again, falling back to meditation that I try to incorporate to calm the mind again and then prepare myself for the next task at hand.
There's a lot we can learn from, be entertained by Sean's books and learn something about the practices he goes through as he goes out and takes his art and shares it with us. How was this decision, how difficult was it to actually publish? And I think your dad was encouraging in that. It's one thing, you do the writing, you think you've done a nice job, and then to actually publish, because at that point, you're going to pick a book up and it's going to have your name on it. What was that process like to decide to actually publish?
You know, it was very weird. I'm not going to lie, it took me a while because I've done several other books that I've just done for fun. And this one just started off as a small tidbit that a good friend of mine, my friend of mine, Tom, he loved the butler in the book and he said, I must have more. And so I just fleshed it out into a full book. And then I showed it to all of my friends, Tom and everyone, Joel, everyone. And they loved it. And I was like, you need to publish. You need to publish. And my father included, you need to publish. This is amazing. And so the support from them and the encouragement from them, I finally got brave enough to decide, you know what, let's try and see what happens. What's the worst that can happen? Could they say no? It happens all the time. And so I reached out to Page Publishing. I talked to a few of them to figure out the process, sent it in, and here and behold, it was accepted on the first go. And I was just amazed. I feel like I should have done this a long time ago.
Well, you've got so many more in you, it sounds like, all these great ideas.
Oh, yeah.
Daedora is the book we're talking about specifically from Sean Kennedy, Daedora. Book at the Amazon, the usual places. What has this been like for you, a writing, published author now, and where do you think this is going to take you? This is sounds like something that's become a passion that you're really enthusiastic about. Where do you see this taking you?
You know, I'm in hopes to see that it takes me as far as the path can take me. I'd love to make a career out of it, but I feel as if, for me personally, writing, as you say, as you're absolutely right, it is my passion. It's something I enjoy doing. I'm not doing this to make a quick buck. I'm doing this to entertain people and reach out to people and, you know, give them their joy that they need from stressful lives. Like, it's so ultimately I would love to see more of my books get out there for everyone, just because I have so many ideas in my mind, and I'm in hopes that maybe I can even inspire future generations of writers to continue the craft, because writing's been around for, you know, centuries. longer. And it's just, it's always, it's a fun road to take. It's a fun adventure to take. And I'd love to see it turn into something to where one day, maybe there again, like I said in the past, if my book made one person happy, then it's a success. Well, if I can help one writer out there that was in the same position as me, to help them branch out and get out of that shell and try themselves, then you know what, that's where I'm in hopes this writing will take me, is take me in a way to help people as well as entertain people.
Well, and that's an inspiration, because I'm sure that so many like you would like to do it. They're reluctant to do it. They keep coming up with reasons in their mind that they won't be successful at it. And to take that plunge out there, and hopefully you can provide that support group, that support person that you had that encouraged you. A couple minutes left in the program. For this particular book, where did the storyline come from? Was this something you'd been working on for a long time? Give me a little bit about the book, because it's doing so well. People are really enjoying this. Where did this whole concept come from?
So that is the fun part of that. Like, it there again, I mentioned briefly, a good friend of mine, Tom, he always knew I was a writer, and he's always wanted to write himself. And I decided one day to just make a small little tidbit about, you know, the main character, Leon Ravenheart, and one of the butlers that is in the book. And it just started as a simple little one scene plot of them just talking with each other about great deeds and great things that the family's done. And then when my friend Tom wanted more, and then a good friend of mine, Lynn, she wanted more, and my best friend Joel, he wanted more. And like, so it just slowly branched out. And I started off, I scrapped that scene, restarted completely, and just started seeing where it can go. Re-added that one little scene back in a different way, and just started to branch out. And then as it started to branch out and follow them all, well, you know, there's countless of different vampire stories out there. You know, how can I make this different? How can I make this, you know, something unique? And so I decided, well, you know, why not throw in some demigods? Why not throw in some some conflict of an ethereal or celestial nature? Like, let's have fun with it. You know, the sky's the limit. Why not? And so I started writing different scenes, different plots, different things that just, again, back to, you know, how do you shut it off? It's kind of hard, especially in this book, because like, I just thought of so many different ways I could have took this book. And I just tried to piece together the best ones. And using the support team I had, I sent them chapter by chapter going, well, what do you think of this? What do you think of this? And they loved it. And eventually it just grew and grew into the product that's out now. And it's just slowly became, you know, this new world for, you know, people that have just enjoyed. Like, I had a really good one of my customers for the job I work in, you know, they absolutely adored it. And I've had people that tell me, this ain't my genre of book, but this really grabbed me. And it's just something, it took a lot of time. It took me like a year to write this, just because I like taking my time, making sure that I had everything in line to make it smooth, fluid, and enjoyable.
Well, it's all of that, and there are layers to the book, and it's a very enjoyable read. There are things to think about as you're reading the book. I love the development of characters that you've done. It's just so well done. The book is Daedora, Daedora, by Sean Kennedy, our guest in the program, and Sean is Shawn. Book's available, I'm saying Amazon. Is that the best place to buy the book, or there are other places that they can buy the book as well? I'm sure it's at many places.
Amazon has is one of the main ones that I went on first, but you can also find it on Barnes & Noble, and Google, the Google bookstore, as well as the Apple iTunes bookstore. So there's different places you can get it aside from just Amazon. You can also find it on the Page Publishing site as well, who also have the links to all the different stores that it's available.
That's good. So all of that information is at their Page Publishing. You'll find all the information there on Sean and the book, and you can keep track of Sean and future books, because I'm sure there will be many, and hopefully we'll have an opportunity to talk about those. Sean, this has been a pleasure. I love your fashion passion for what you're doing. It's been great having you on the program. Best of luck with everything you do in the future. Would love to stay in touch. Thank you for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much. It was great to be here.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you in the book Daydora by Sean Kennedy. You'll find it at Amazon, Page Publishing, Google Books, the usual places, Barnes & Noble. Link onto our website and get more information. Our website is thisweekinamerica.us, and we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.